Welcome to another message from the book of Acts. The title of this message is A Wise Man's Advice, A Wise Man's Counsel. We're talking about a person called Gamaliel. Gamaliel, Rabban Gamaliel, the teacher Gamaliel, was a very famous character in the New Testament times. He probably was born before Christ. And he died, they say, around A.D. 52, about 18 years before the temple was destroyed. Gamaliel was a son of Simeon ben Hillel, and the grandson of the famous Hillel the Elder. They were all Hebrew scholars of the Mishnah and the Talmud, of the traditions. And we're going to hear from him two times, or about him two times in the New Testament. Let's start reading this in 5 and verse 34 in the book of Acts. Anastas de tis en to synodrio. Pharisiois onomate Gamaliel. Nomo didaskalos. Timaeus ponte to lao, ekelusin, exo broxu, tus anthropus boiese. Moreover or furthermore, having stood up in the council, they were talking about the Sanhedrin council now, where the Sanhedrin council is made up of 70 people of the elders. And here is Gamaliel. He was also called Gamaliel the Elder later in his life, because he's a highly, extremely highly respected rabbinical scholar. Now he stands up here. Peter and the other apostles have been arrested. They're doing miracles all over the city of Jerusalem. They've been thrown in jail. They've been beaten. They've been threatened. And now they're wanting to kill them. The high priest wants to kill them. He desires, he wishes to murder these men. In the last message, we saw the difference between those in Acts, the second chapter, that heard the word of God gladly, and those that were stabbed down in their hearts and convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. And now we have the religious leaders that our hearts are untouchable. These are the untouchables by God. And now there's one man among the Pharisees. We know that there was a Pharisee named Joseph of Arimathea that was probably the uncle of Jesus. We know that there was another man called Nicodemus, a Pharisee that came to Jesus by nighttime to interview him on the whole behalf of the whole Sanhedrin and the Pharisees. And Paul the Apostle was a Pharisee. Now, we know that at least three of these Pharisees got saved. We don't know much about Gamaliel, which means gift of God or great teacher of God. The word camel comes from his name. And camel means a gift of God. And Gamaliel means a gift of God, the gift of God. It says here, having stood, therefore, among the council, or up in the council, a Pharisee, in name Gamaliel, a law teacher, a nomo didaskalos, a teacher of the law, honored, timios. The word Timothy comes from that word, which means honorable. Timio means to honor, respect. And then it says, by all the people. And then it says, and he commanded that outside a little bit, the men to make. Give him a little room here, he says. He's an honorable man now with some honorable advice for the rest of these people. The rest, from the high priest on down to the greatest majority of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, the Sicarii, all of them hated Jesus. Verse number 35 now, Epante pros autos Andres, Jerusalete, prosucete, hi autos epi tos anthropos, tutoes ti melete prosen. And he said to all of them, men, Israelites. Now that's a pretty high term for these people. In other words, remember your heritage. Remember who you are. You're the son of Jacob, whom God named Israel. You take heed. You all take heed to yourselves. Upon the matter of these men, what you intend to do. Now Gamaliel was reading into their hearts what they were. He was a great judge of character and mankind, called upon to make judgments many times, and now he is interceding for the apostles. Because these people want to kill him. Pro gar tuton, ton hemeron, aneste, seirias, legon, ene, tina, iauton, ho, pros ek, lithe, andron, athrithmos, hos, tetra, kasion. Hos, anerethe, kai, pantes, husoi, epithonto, auto, dia li theson, kai agenato, eis uden. Before these days, he stood up Thaddeus, saying to be someone, somebody important himself, to whom to be attacked by a number of men, about 400. He was attached to about 400 men. He had about 400 followers. Now Jesus, in some of the groups that followed him, had 10,000. Who he was killed, and all as many as they kept on obeying him, they kept on being dispersed and became to nothing. Udamia. Uthay. They came to nothing. Verse number 37 now. Meta tuton aneste Iudas ho Galileos en tes hemerais. Tes apo grapses kai apestesin laon opiso auto kakainos apoleto kai pontes hosoi epithonto auto dies ke re piso theson. And then after this, that little meta there, that means after, that's like a preposition of time. He stood up Judas, the Galilean. Judah was his name. In the days of the enrollment. That's when they were enrolled. Remember when Joseph had to go to Bethlehem to be enrolled. And he stood away people behind him, and that one perished. And all as many as they kept on obeying him, they were scattered throughout. Wise man's advice. Kai ta nin lago himen. Apostate. Apo ton anthropon. Tuton kai. Afete. Autus hoti en a ex anthropon he bule hete a to ergon tuto kata li theisetai. And now, I say to you all, stand away from these people. Stand away from the men. Leave them alone. And leave. Now these are commands. Because if maybe out of mankind, this counsel or the work, this, it shall be destroyed, it shall be down loose, it'll go away. And then here is a clincher, Marilyn, Sharon, Donald Grewar, this is the clincher. This is the one. Ede exiu esten, u dineste catalise autos me pote kai theon mikoi. Urethete epesteson de auto. But if, and by the way here, this word if here, he has an idea that this is from God. But since from God it is, not you all shall be able to destroy them. It's not possible. Me pote no longer, lest also God fighters you may be found. You become God fighters. Look at that word God fighter there. Theomakon. Theomakoi. Comes from Theomakos. That means to fight with God. And every one of these men were doing battle with God. They did with battle with God when they crucified the Messiah, King of Israel. You may be found fighters of God. And moreover, they obeyed him. They were persuaded. Epi eisteson. That comes from Pytho. They were besated, or they were caused to be persuaded. Now let's go to verse number 40. Kai pros kalesomenoi, tos apostolus, diarontos paragangli, me lalein, epi to onomate, to Esu, Kai Apeluse. And having called toward the apostles, and having thoroughly beaten them, they demanded, they charged, not to speak upon the name of Jesus. And they released them. Don't speak in the name of Jesus. And they released them. Beat them. One more time they had to lay hands on them and beat them. Hoe men un aperuonto kairontes apo prosopu to sin adriu hote katesi o theson. Hyper tu onomatos anti mas the ne. Indeed, the ones therefore, they kept on going for themselves, rejoicing from the presence of the Sanhedrin, because they were counted worthy on behalf of the name of Jesus, basically, to be dishonored, to be masticated, to be beat up, to be abused. They counted it an honor to be beat up because of Jesus. Pasan hemeron en to eru, kai kat oikon uk ep aonto didaskontes. Kai yoangale omenoi, ton Christo Esu. Christon Esu. Now let's go back and read this from the Amplified Bible. Verse number 34. But a certain Pharisee in the council, the Sanhedrin, named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, highly esteemed by all the people, standing up, ordered that the apostles be taken outside for a little while. Get them out of here, and I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you alone. Now, when my children got in trouble, I talked to them alone, just me and them. If I'm having problems with somebody, I don't try to go out and brawl about it. I try to take them to the side and talk to them. That's a good advice. And this was Gamaliel's advice. Then he addressed the council, saying, "Men of Israel, take care in regard to what you propose to do to thee concerning these men. For before our time there arose Theudas, asserting himself to be a person of great importance, with whom a number of men allied themselves, about 400 men. But he was killed, and all who had listened to and adhered to him were scattered and brought to nothing." Ooh, they. "And after this one rose up Judas of Galilean, who led an uprising during the time of the census and drew away a popular following after him, and he also perished. And all of his herds and all of his followers were scattered." Now, in the present case, let me say this to you. Stand off, withdraw from these men, and let them alone. For if this doctrine or purpose or undertaking or movement is of human origin, it will fail, be overthrown, and come to nothing. I wish that were so of Muhammad and Joseph Smith and Charles Taze Russell. But if it is of God, you will not be able to stop or overthrow or destroy them. You might even be found guilty of fighting against God. So convinced by him, they took his advice partially. And summoning the apostles, they flogged them and sternly forbid them to speak in or about the name of Jesus, and allowed them to go. They wanted to kill them. And so they went out from the presence of the council, the Sanhedrin, and rejoicing that they were being counted, this is the apostles did, rejoiced that they were being counted worthy and dignified by the indignity to suffer shame and to be exposed to disgrace for the sake of Jesus' name. Yet in spite of the threats, they never ceased for a single day, both in the temple area and at home, to teach and to proclaim the good news, the gospel of Jesus as the Christ and the true Messiah of Israel. That's the story of the gospel, people. These are the people that were honored by God to write down the words that we are reading tonight. Gamaliel was spoken of 2 times in the New Testament. I don't know what happened to him. Tradition says he died in 52 AD, about 18 years before the destruction of the temple. Well, God spared him from that, I guess. Whether he ever came to really know God or not, we do not have any record of that as far as I know. But it was a wise man's counsel. A wise man's counsel. In the world that we live in today, the truth can't get its boots on before a lie can go 100 miles. We live in a different era. We live in a different time. A time of charlatans and scam artists, confidence men and confidence women. And here in this early time, we see the apostles of God tortured and beaten from place to place. They were so dispersed and so persecuted, and this is the second persecution, by the way, that they sold every bit of real estate and property that they had and combined it together to try to live and have enough food to eat and shelter over their heads. And their shelter and their living was transient like hobos. What a life. Would you believe in Jesus today if you had to sell everything you had and leave your home? Leave the people that you knew, where the areas where you grew up, and become a vagabond in the land because you believed? If you live in Arabia today, in Pakistan, or many of these what we call Muslim countries, your life isn't worth a drop of water. Not a drop of water. If they know that you're a believer, if you convert from Islam to Christianity or even Christendom, you're dead. They have beheaded, tortured, burned alive, crucified thousands of people. In the Muslim world, they've killed millions. The Catholic Church killed 50 to 100,000. These have killed 270,000 and still growing every day. People that believed and died for the cause of Christ. Maybe you live in one of these countries. My prayers go with you, because these messages go all over the world. If you do, Godspeed, God bless you, God's protection to you. If you live in a country where you can preach the Word of God, can pray in public. All the time I was in the Middle East, I couldn't pray for dinner one time. I couldn't sing a Christian song. I know what it is. I know what it's like to hear bullets flying all around you. I was over there from the late 1975 to May of 76. Danger every day. When I was in Jerusalem, it was a little different. They didn't like you talking about Jesus, but they made money off you, so that's good. They smiled. When I was in the Muslim countries, dodging bullets. Damascus, Syria, Beirut, Lebanon, Amman, Jordan, Arabia. Dangerous places for a child of God, and you have no freedom whatsoever. Be thankful wherever you are in this world that you have the ears to hear this message. A moment of freedom. And if you're in a free world, part of the free world, whatever, where you can listen to the radio, watch the internet, be thankful. And whatever you are, Paul said, in whatever condition I am thankful. I praise God. I thank God that we have a home here in Nevada now where we can preach and teach, and I can upload thousands of messages for very little amount of money. I can preach to the whole world. We have almost 1,000 messages on YouTube now. Discover the Word with Dr. Jim. DiscoverTheWord.com. DiscoverTheWord with DrJim.com and SermonAudio.com/DTW. The Word is going out throughout the whole world. Thank you for your prayers. I need them. I'm old and shaky and in poor health, but I keep on going. My wife has become very ill with atrial fibrillation and congestive heart failure. If it wasn't for the Bishop Northern Inyo Hospital, she would not be here with us. She would never have seen the month of May. 19th of April, I took her there and they saved her life. She was in there 5.5 days. She needs your prayers. I need your prayers. We need your financial help to do what we're doing. We can't go on supporting this forever. We need you. And I pray, God, that these words from His Bible blesses your lives and your hearts. Father, I send this message out once again to honor and glorify you. I pray for all the students all over the world, Gang and Troy and Mark and New York and Donald and Marna and Don in Australia, John and the Philippines and all the others down there that are listening to your word daily. Nancy, that helps support us always, and the Cowan brothers. Father, just thank you for all these students that you entrusted to me, that I help guide them in every way that I can. And all of those that I know up close, Sharon and Ray and Carol and Vincent, all of those that come to my place and listen to your word, the Nortons and their children, as they watch your word being preached on the internet, wherever they are. Roger and just all of those people that love your word. Mike and just I pray, Father, that you touch their lives and give them lighter loads, each and every one, and a thrill to know you. I pray for Beryl and Joanne and all of those that were a part of my life for so many years at Valley Baptist Church. I miss them, Father. I pray that you touch their lives, and many are ill and in the twilight years. Many have gone to be with you already. Father, thank you for all these people, all these that you've given to me to watch over. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.